hunting for that magical genie with piles of cash? Join Candace and her guests as they uncover financial secrets, have a laugh at past mistakes, and savor financial rebounds. Thank you for listening. Let's dive in and do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Money Flow Genie podcast. I'm so excited today to have Emma Duncan here. I can't wait for you to hear her story and also what she does for a living. Emma, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get started, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I actually live in the world of creative real estate. My business, my main focus is providing operational support to investors. And that looks like having somebody who comes in and is your communication liaison with title and seller. That's called transaction coordination. Or if you're looking to scale your business and you're having some issues with bottlenecks, or you're not really able to take time out to manage your staff appropriately, I'm able to come in as a fractional COO and spearhead that growth for you.
And how would somebody identify when they need your services?
Great question. I have a lot of people that are just like, hey, I have all these goals and ambitions, but I just feel like I've been stuck and I need to know what is happening. I usually schedule a one-on-one call with them. I have some content I go over. I have a questionnaire that I actually ask them to fill out, and that shows them, are they ready, their readiness to add on somebody in this role. And then from there, we talk about what services we have and where they fall financially, as well as a time management that they have that they need and they can hire me.
So if somebody were to come in and let's say use your service, this is only pertaining to real estate. When you say investors, that's like a big, broad term. Does it matter what type of investments that we're talking about?
Right now, all of my clients have been investors in real estate. However, the TC Squad is very open to helping small businesses nationwide. And so if a small business individual approaches us and says, hey, I'm wanting to do something, but I need help, we are willing to explore that and see what that relationship looks like.
Oh, wow. This is very interesting. We're going to dive a little bit more in this, but I really want to talk more about, well, first of all, you and also how you got into this, because it's quite a niche, and what you do today and all of that. First, before we start, part of the podcast, one of the things that I like to do is the self-praise showcase, which, as my listeners may or may not know, that we're not taught to be able to talk openly about our successes. It's a shameful thing. It's like, you're bragging. That's so wrong. But we can only compare ourselves to ourselves. And sometimes we do need to have somebody other than, I mean, we need to have other people support us in our journeys in order to continue doing what we're doing. So tell us, it could be big or small, it could be to do with real estate, anything at all that you feel really proud of yourself.
I love that you have this time for that shared space to let us be vulnerable with ourselves and praise ourselves, right? I don't think a lot of podcasts do that. So first off, kudos to you for having this opportunity. I had something else in mind right before we got on. And then I had this amazing call this morning that just butted right up to this, where I am officially going on a co-living team and helping them out with operations. The reason why it's a praise for me is that they see in me that they want to hire me on for AI automations integration within their system. And one of my 2025 goals is to learn AI to the point where I can be a voice within our communities of how AI should be implemented to advance our team, our businesses. And this is giving me an opportunity to get paid while learning the goal, like that goal that I have in mind of AI. So I have to have the confidence to jump in and learn everything I can, but I'm also getting paid while I'm teaching myself to implement this in their business.
I love that because most people want to learn, and get ready to get ready before they would take that dive to just dive in and be a part of. And how vulnerable I have to say, I got to acknowledge the courage because you're in a space where you don't know it all and you're admitting that, A, on a podcast, as well as the fact that you are diving in to get paid for something that you're not an expert. And when I say expert, I mean that because you're learning, but your expertise in a lot of other areas is what gives you that confidence to move forward. And that is a beautiful moment that I think a lot of our listeners can reflect upon what you're doing right now to then give themselves permission to say, hey, you know what? I can step forward in this next goal. Wow, that's really powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Emma.
You're welcome.
That is so cool. Let's touch into that a little bit because AI is amazing. Some people are terrified of it. My personal experience says is that because I have a lot of words, a lot of ideas. AI really consolidates all of my busy mind and makes it into the bullet points of the message that I'm really trying to say. And I love that about AI. And so, for you, tell me what your thoughts are and how AI can help people just in general to move forward on their journeys.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, before we had this large conference a couple of weeks ago, Squat Up Summit there in Dallas, I went on to multiple podcasts and group sessions with individuals that have teams, and it talked about how you need to visualize the person that you're wanting to meet at these events, right? You don't just blindly go in and go, I paid a couple grand to go to this event and I hope that I get something out of it, right? You go in and you say, okay, when I'm in the sessions, I'm taking notes. Do I have an AI app that takes notes for me so that I can be fully engaged and don't miss anything? Great. I download that. I'm good to go. When I am out networking with individuals and somebody says, hey, Emma, what did you want to get out of this event? I don't fumble through my words. I know I am here. I am looking for investors that are wanting to scale their business. And they have the momentum to do that where they're already closing at least a minimum of 3 to 5 deals each month. That pitch right there, it keeps them engaged. They're not wandering eyes, wondering who else is around them. They're able to track what I'm saying because I've utilized ChatGPT to hone down exactly what I wanted out of the conference, all the way to the point of a pitch deck that would keep their attention. Using AI in ways like that for networking is huge. Then you're able to use other platforms to train the AI in what you do as a business. So, for instance, operational support, accounting, and transaction coordination. And I'm able to say, hey, I specifically want to build out my LinkedIn articles for women in real estate. And I want to talk about these books that I've been reading. And you're able to plug all that in there, and AI will shift through all the words you have, all the thoughts you have, and help you craft articles for your LinkedIn post. Then you can take that and say, okay, now I want to post it to Instagram. Can you show me what my reel pages, my individual slides for reel should look like? What content should I put in that? Then you link that to Canva, which is also able to be used as AI. And you're able to quickly have now marketing content that backs your articles that you've drafted, right? So there's all these different ways to utilize AI, the business that I'm in, but also investors that, and so this team that I'm getting ready to work on, they're talking about wanting to build their lending relationships, but they don't have time to text, email, social posts, and then pulling all that information, Q&As, right? Like all that data. And so they're wanting to see what AIs we can, agents we can use to take some of that work off their plate and able to build those relationships at a stronger level than what they have now.
That's fantastic. I just recently hired someone to help me with my social media because I'm absolutely terrible at it. And because I also don't have really so particularly in podcasting, but I found this woman who really she has utilized AI in such a way, as well as she truly is a marketing, in my eyes, she's a marketing genius, exactly what I'm looking for, very organic. She was making suggestions to me, and I was like, wow, this is right exactly with who I am, my core values. And then I said, and so how are you getting all of this so quickly? And she told me how she was taking anything and everything that she had from me, from our conversations, from all of the social media posts, which are not many, and from my podcast, because she's also editing my podcast for me, and it has compiled all of that to be a very genuine, a very, which I find that's, to me, transparency is so important, and particularly in this arena of investing. And I just think it's really great that AI, it's doing exactly what you just said, making my life a lot easier and hers, her job performance beautiful. I'm just so happy with it.
I love that you had that relationship, that you found her and you're able to implement it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about you. How did you get into, first of all, such a niche, your business? How did you get into it? How did you get into real estate? Just tell us.
Yeah, so a little bit over 6 years ago, our first child was born. Dariush is his name. Dariush was born preemie with Down syndrome. We did not know that he was going to have Down syndrome. We didn't do any pre-testing for that during pregnancy. And then at 6 months of life, yeah, he actually started to battle cancer, leukemia. So that led into 10 more months of us being in the hospital to go through chemo treatments. During that journey into motherhood and seeing what the shift in our family was happening, I realized that my climbing the corporate ladder, 9 to 5 job that I was working was not going to be applicable to where we were moving forward. I needed something that was flexible in time. I needed something that had financial security in a way that I was not going to get relying on the whims of a manager giving me a raise or not. And a friend of ours was in the sub-2 community, which is Pace Morby's community. And he said, there's this ridiculously long, like 4 to 5 hour avatar video on YouTube that talks about all the different ways that you can plug yourself into the creative real estate world. He's like, I know it's really long. I know that you have a crazy life, but if you can watch that video and find yourself anywhere in there, you should join the sub-2 community. And that's what I did. When I watched it, I heard this specific area called transactional coordination. And it had to do with the legality and the paperwork and the processes and managing people and timelines. And I'm like, ding, 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 I'm already doing that for the state of Oregon and the Vocational Rehabilitation Department. I was like, I'm already doing all that. Why not have the flexibility to have my own timeline, my own hours? And then if I'm an entrepreneur, my success is solely based on my time and energy put into it. And so we, middle of COVID, left my 9 to 5 and jumped completely into the world of being an entrepreneur and real estate and haven't looked back. So during that 2 years, 2.5 years of being in real estate, I went from being just a transactional coordinator at TC to now a fractional operator. And I have an entire team that I have that helps with accounting, TC, and operational support.
So there's so much to unpack right there.
I just
You're
spilled
allowed.
it all.
The first thing is like, wow, your courage, your the perseverance to go through what you did with your little boy, that which who I saw briefly when we first connected, just a delight, that little young man. And to have that, sometimes the things that seem like they are the darkest moments become the stars in the darkest skies. And that's where, you chose that. I want to commend you on choosing that as your option, seeing the stars in the sky instead of looking at the darkness, because not everyone goes there, Emma.
No,
And
they
in
don't.
fact, not many people do.
Yeah.
Not many people do, which is really sad. Because
It
it's a choice and you made that choice. And wow, look at where you are now, just in that. And I can't even imagine what that would have felt like in the emotional. And to make such a pivoting place in your life, also financially, because stress, money brings stress. We all need it just to function in this world. And in such a stressful situation, you also chose, in a way, to put yourself under a different kind of stress, you know?
100%. Yeah, like you leaving that, the comfortability of at least getting a paycheck, right? And you're leaving that, and now you have no money income, like at all, when it comes to my portion of paying bills in this house. And then it was like, my husband had the faith in me that we're going to figure it out and we're going to get it done. And so there is that journey of the death valley of entrepreneurship, right? And we had to go through that where it was really hard. And we had moments where it's like, Emma, do you just need to go and get a W-2 again? Does this need to happen? Like, do what's going on? But we persevered. And the fact that he had to go through a journey and we watched him go through that, right? So it's like, well, if he can beat cancer and he can show everybody that he, although he's an other-abilityed individual, he can still keep up with children his age, why not me? Why can't I like go out and start a business and find my niche? And push through the pain to find the success. And so that kind of got us to where we are today.
So you went through, it's very interesting. You went through a journey. There's lots of thoughts going on in my mind.
I love
You went through a journey. When you think about it, with this little tiny creation who is nonverbal, but you could watch and learn from this little tiny one and his courage, and then take that and say, if he can do it, so can I, in a whole different way. And I'm just like sitting in that for a moment, because that's a that not that in a million years would I ever want you to have and your little son to experience that. But what a beautiful moment that when he gets old enough to really comprehend his impact, his importance in this world, that's a beautiful thing just to think about. Yeah, I
And
love
then
that.
sometimes life is so chaotic, I forget to pause, right? And so it's good when I come on podcasts like this to go, heck yeah, that happened. And I need a pause today and think about that, right? So it's awesome to have that opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. All right. So now I understand. I've been in business for 33 years. I did real estate for a hobby for years because my landscaping business, and still pays all the bills. And the real estate is the business that has to take time to build. And I've been doing that for a while and trying to figure out my niche. And I've finally found that in the real estate world. What did you feel like was the hardest part moving forward in that? That maybe was something that you were ready to quit from because of it.
Yeah, so whenever I started as a transactional coordinator, there was this huge influx of other TCs and investors that in the creative world were still not seeing the value of paying somebody to come in. And so we were just this, oh, it's a luxury to pay a TC. I can still do it all on my own. And that made it really hard because you're going in and you're having to, instead of finding somebody ready to pay for your services who sees the value that you add. You were going in and having to beg and borrow. That's a bad analogy, but you had to be like, you need me. Please give me a chance. I'll even give you a discount on my services. And that brings clientele that is not willing to reflect on the good that you've brought to their business. So a lot of times, if something goes wrong, they want to blame the TC. And it's like, well, actually, that's not the case. And then if they're having budget cuts, well, the TC department is the first department that I'm going to cut. You really do feel like you're at the bottom of the pecking order. And whenever you're just hoping to get enough clients to start to make the cost of business worthwhile, that's kind of a scary place to be, right? When you're able to start to visualize the type of client you want to work with, and have the awareness that it's okay to fail and it is okay to struggle, but you don't want to just pimp yourself out. I'm using bad analogies today, but like that's what it really like at moments it felt like that, right? You have to be like, this person is asking me to do something that I don't feel is 100% legal or correct. And I am going to give back the deposit and tell them that I want nothing to do with this transaction, right? You have to get to that point in knowing your business that you're offering, knowing the legality behind it, and just saying, it's okay. Money's just money. It's okay. Like, I don't want to be attached to this person. And I did that numerous times during that death valley, where it was just like, I'm sorry, I'm backing on this deal. You need to find somebody else that will help you out with that. But because I showed over and over again my judgment and my morals, I finally found those investors that were willing to pay for my services, that saw the value in what I was adding, and have been able to create the business that I have now.
I think every business person has felt like they've had to sell themselves short in the beginning stages. And sometimes even being, just like going in and taking a job and going, why did I take this? Why did I do that? What was that about? Did I just not have enough coffee? Like, what is the deal with that? So we've all done that. We've all been there. And I will say that the clients, it's the best decision, the clients that you don't have, that you walk away from, there's a reason for that. There's a reason because that's the best decision that you would have made because no one wants, particularly in this type of business, you do not want to be affiliated with illegal activity at all. You just don't. And I just don't get that. I mean, just from the short period of time that we've had conversations and stuff, I never get that sense from you at all. There are a lot of people out there, that's for sure. That's for sure. So that's part of starting a business is that you have to really understand your core values. And when you just move forward against something in that, it is like chewing on glass. And pay attention to that stomach ache or you just something's not right, that needs to be paid attention to because 99.9% of the time is a reason why your body is saying stop, don't do this. And what happens is that you no longer are, I believe in the law of attraction, that you are pushing away that type of energy, and which therefore is flowing in the right type of clientele that you want.
Right, the vibrations, right? You may not know their intent from the beginning, but your body is picking up on the vibrations and it's saying that's not the kind of person you need to be with.
So was there an actual course that you took to do this?
I mentioned Sub 2 and the Pace Morby World. They have a course, a community specifically called the Top Tier TC program. So you go through it, you learn all these different types of creative transactions, the paperwork behind it, the processes, and then you plug yourself in. So, for instance, we have daily Zooms, new education that happens every week. We have a list of title companies and attorneys nationwide that are used to doing more creative and less traditional transactions, which is very important because when you're coming in and you're saying, I want to buy something, and we're calling it a hybrid where we're taking over the mortgage and we're having a seller finance carry back. There are times where title companies are like, whoa, 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 no, we don't want to be tied up into that. So finding and having a list of individuals that we can go to for our clients is a huge thing. In fact, I am one of the Pacific region leaders. There are two of us. So if you go from Arizona and you draw a line all the way north and all the way south and then to the west, those are the states that I support on a weekly basis through the Top Tier TC program. So I meet with them every Thursday night and I'm there to answer questions, give them content, go over a file if they need somebody to give them a little bit more education on paperwork. And so it's a great community. I tell people that if you're wanting to get into paperwork and operations and that side of the creative real estate world, then reach out to me and we can talk about the Top Tier TC community.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll tell you, just doing any type of real estate, there's always, well, no real estate deal is the same ever. There's always little nuances to it. And I'm one of these people that I have that engineering mind that I want to know how things work as I'm getting into it. But there's a certain point of me that I need to really understand okay, so once you acquire the property, then what? But before you do that, but how do you get to that? And what if this happened? That I get paralyzed by paralysis at all. It's just, I really want to understand some of the nuances because sometimes in those moments, you need to make a split second decision. And that's where I can totally see the value of having someone like yourself to come in there, particularly if you're doing something that is a more of a creative financing deal, because that's where really the deals are made.
Or
That,
they fall apart, right?
yeah.
Seen it so many times where somebody's like, hey, I was in escrow and I thought my seller fully understood what was going on, but we got all the way up to signing the papers and they didn't understand it and they said that they weren't selling us the property. That's like, okay, like if you had a TC involved in that and communicating with everybody and able to answer questions, then you wouldn't have gotten that far without everyone under being on the same page.
And it's nothing worse. Talking about like title companies, whenever you're moving into a different, like I'm in an area where I can invest here, it's very expensive. So I go out of state. And to go out of state and then try to explain your business plan to a new attorney or a title company, unless they are familiar with any type of creative financing, they'll just no. Or they'll start giving you the riot act, or they'll say, you can't do that here. And I'm like, but you can because they already have. So this is really, that's really great too, because your net worth is your network. It really is. And that doesn't mean, and I'm not saying that in this in a way that makes it sound I'm posturing by any means about net worth or anything. It's just the more people, the more opportunities that open up for you. And it sounds like having someone like you in someone's transaction or just in their real estate business, the opportunities are larger. So it actually opens the doors. I can see how, I know how, you know, anybody with a real estate business, their budgets, closing costs, everything, you've got to calculate all these sorts of things within the deal. How would somebody, if they were hearing this and they're like, hey, I think I would want to use this, how would you just like immediately start thinking about that? Is it a percentage of the purchase price? How does that work?
Not so you're paying us for the process itself. So, for instance, creative transactions like sub two or seller finance, so on and so forth, typically start at about $1,200 for the transaction, and it's a 50% upfront deposit. And then, if we close successfully, or I should say, when we close successfully in escrow, that remaining amount is invoiced through the closing process, and we get paid through escrow for that last $600 there. And so that's kind of the process. What I tell people is that if you feel like you don't have the finances for it, but you're going to get private money lending, you could always add in that to the amount that you're needing for your full service for your closing as a closing cost, because it is going to be on your settlement statement. I tell lenders that you need to be able to negotiate an additional admin fee to for your expenses to the borrower to show that you are end up getting the TC services for free because you're pushing that administrative fee of the TC services off to the individual who's wanting to borrow your money. So there are ways of thinking creatively and being able to cover the cost of hiring a TC on. And you just have to have that foresight ahead of time before going under contract, before signing an agreement with your lender or borrower, that you want to add that fee into the costs.
Wow. And that's something too, I think that would be extremely, well, first of all, that makes it so much more sense to do it that way. It's not something that people would necessarily coming into this new would even think about doing. So already there is just like a big nugget of information as to why your services would be so great. I want to go back to a little bit more about your personal story in this. So with that, so you chose this particular venture of real estate. And then you move forward with that. So where do you see, how are you, investing in real estate yourself in addition to doing all of this? Tell us a little bit about that and your financial journey and what your, like, do you have your goals and how you set them and what you do to try to stay on track moving forward?
It's a big question, and I want to unpack it a little bit. So back in August, I went from being a solo TC, just having my own business, to launching the TC squad with two other individuals that have been in our community and in real estate just as long as I have. That's Sabrina Stewart and Tiffany Chow. We created the TC squad, and in doing that, we were able to launch into more departments, right? So operational support and accounting services were added at that point. And then our goal is to have the TC squad grow to the point where we are a one-stop shop for investors. If you're needing underwriting, we would love to have an underwriting department at some point. If you're needing AI automations, we would love to have an AI expert at some point, and so on and so forth. So that's kind of like the goal that we have for the business itself. All that said, that is my bread and butter right now. My goal, my Mount Everest, if you will, is actually nothing related to real estate. But in order to get there, I have to have a portfolio. So I've started my journey into building my portfolio this year, and I'm in escrow right now for my first acquisition.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Ah, no, I'm
Oh,
really excited.
wow. Wow, this is really big.
It is.
And
Yeah.
once the one starts, then it's building up to all of that. And am I doing this right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, do you want to, so have you closed yet or no?
No, we are 30 days into a 60-day escrow. So at the beginning of next month, we will be closing, Lord willing. We're still working out the financial side of it. I'm acquiring 10 acres, three homes, and two assisted living businesses, all with this purchase. So a total of 22 doors, if you will, when we finally close the transaction.
Wow, assisted living, that's something that's very lucrative.
It
It's
is.
also extremely, I don't want to use the extreme because that makes it sound like it's a horrifying thing.
Right.
It is a little bit hands-on, but once you get the right property management type of companies that in there, it's a win-win for everyone.
It is. So right now there's 10 beds in two different homes. They're fully staffed, about 10 to 12 nurses that have been there that are working, and then there's a manager. The manager is carrying the licensure. She's willing to stay on as well. And so the legality behind it is covered by her being there. The systems and the employment is covered already in this acquisition. My add value is coming in and helping with marketing. I see that their website needs to be completely overhauled. There's no reason we shouldn't have a waiting list for people to get into our properties for this assisted living location. And right now, they're waiting for the beds to be emptied before they even muster up the energy to start filling that bed again. So we're hoping to change the occupancy rate just by improving our marketing.
With all that land too. So this is like residential where people are living in more of a residential comfort place as opposed to an institutional type building.
Yeah, so in the state of Arizona, if you have 10 beds or less, you're considered an assisted living home and you fall underneath different regulations than if you had, say, 11 beds or 300 beds, then you fall into an actual facility.
Okay. So with the land, I'm just thinking, I don't know, I've got this like a little peaceful. I've got the music in the background that's like Disneyland because no one likes to go into an institutional place when they're sick. They don't do well. No one does. It's such a wonderful, I've heard a lot of people in various podcasts, and I also know some individuals that are just recently entering this space and some that are extremely successful. It just seems like it's such a wonderful, if it's run well, it's a really nice place for the people coming to visit, the people that are living there, and the people that are just living there. It's just a really nice alternative
So
for
right
that.
now, there's the property is located in a rural part of Arizona, just outside of Sedona. So it's a very gorgeous area. We have the Mingus Black Mountains. We have the Red Rock Mountains. Like you can see all that from the property. So when the residents go outside of their house, they're able to take in nature in a quiet space, which is fabulous. We have 4 acres at the beginning of the property, an additional 2 acres in the back of the property that are undeveloped. So it's like sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want. But my husband and I are always going back to what is the foot traffic? Can we keep this as a peaceful place for the residents as we build it out? Although we're brainstorming right now what we can do in the future, the goal is to still keep that paradise and oasis available for our residents. That's the bread and butter of the property, right? That's really is the lucrative income that is making it possible, and we don't want to hinder that by building out more.
Well, there's so many other different types of programs, even if you did build out. that you could build like a rehabilitation kind of spa for your residents that in itself would also be something that would be lucrative. There's so many things to brainstorm around rather than just your basic, let's just put more doors. Amenities, in a sense, when you think about it, could be something that could actually increase the waiting list even more to a property like that. How did you decide that this is what you wanted to buy for your first acquisition? Because I got
It's
to say, this
amazing.
is a lot of experience in thinking.
Yeah, no, it was a stars aligned crazy story. I right around Thanksgiving, I was like, time out. I need a moment away from the kids. I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna like goof off on Zillow, right? And my husband had the kids in the other room. I had the door locked so I could have some space. And I did the silly thing of opening up Zillow, circling the greater area that I live and saying, okay, now sort newest to oldest. And then I went to the last page because I wanted to see what wasn't selling and what has already been willing to drop their price. And I found a property. They only had two lots listed, and it's the main house that they had listed for. And they said, hey, you could turn this into a dude ranch or a retreat center, blah, blah, blah. There's already 10 bedrooms on the lower level and another 3 bedrooms on the upper level, right? And so I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I was like, but why is it built like this? Like, there just has to be a story. And then I sidelined that thought and I kept flipping through and I found the property again, exact same pictures, different address, right? And most people would say, oh, this is a scam, like, not worth my time. And my operator investigator hat went on at that moment, and I said, there has to be a reason. And I see that it's been listed for 100 days here, 80 days here, so it's not selling. I was like, but there has to, there have, there's something is not computing right now. And I just picked up the phone and I called the agent. First time I've ever picked up the phone to talk to an agent outside of my TC work. I was like, hi, my name is Emma, and I see this property. Can you just tell me the backstory of what is going on and what this property is? And that's when I found out that it's her sister's property and that there's an assisted living business on the lower level that's an active business, and that her sister just needs to fully retire and completely separate herself from the property to enjoy the last few years of life with her husband. Her husband has gone through a lot of medical stuff. And I thanked her for telling me the story, telling me the information. I said, is there any chance that I could walk the property? I was like, I don't need to go into the assisted living. I don't want to like bother them in any way, but I was like, it's right by where my husband works. It's like, can I just walk it? And the day before Thanksgiving, they let my husband and I walk the property, and I was able to go into that facility. And then we were what I thought was wrapping up our conversation. And she's like, well, actually, this other building over here is another assisted living business. It would you be interested in buying all four lots? And I was like, yes, I would be very interested. I would love to see it, but I don't buy traditionally. So in that moment, I segued into that. I was like, I do everything creatively, it's going to be out of the box. But if you're willing to go down the journey with me, I'll answer any questions that you have, and hopefully we can make this all pan out and work out. So that was right before Thanksgiving. We finally signed the contracts and opened up escrow mid February. Yeah. So long journey to get there. A crazy story. They went from one acquisitions to a total of 22 doors just by being willing to what is going on with this property, why isn't
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear. I'll have to have you on the podcast later so we can hear like how it's going, give you enough time to get your feet in there and get everything going and see how it's going. That is magnificent. And to just to think about like just the opportunity that is here and by just asking. Wow. I hope that really encourages our listeners to have that ability to just, all right, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Getting energetically again. There you go. You just went in, you just looked, and there it was. And wow. And It
And
does.
willing to say yes, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, this is a $4.4 million acquisition. How am I going to be able to do that, right? But instead of like letting that fear hit me, all I said was, yes, I'm willing. If you're willing to work with me and give me patience, we will make this happen.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. We are running out of time. This has been fantastic, I just have to say. Thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about?
We talked about so much. No, I think that covered a lot of it. I know that you'll share my website and all my information, but I love connecting with people. So if anybody watches this and wants to reach out, please schedule a call. Love to get to know you.
Thank you so much. And just for our listeners, to someone who might be driving, how could somebody get in touch with you if they want to like pursue you as soon as possible, as opposed to going through the website and finding the information?
Yeah, so my website is www.thetcsquad.com. So you can find me on there. Just look for Emma and you can reach out that way. Otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn, just Emma Duncan. You can find me on Facebook as well. And then my email is emma@thetcsquad.com. So many ways that you can reach out to me.
Thank you so much for being on today, Emma. This is fantastic. I really can't wait to hear how this is going to unfold for you. Wow, the sky is the limit, isn't it?
Yes, 100%.
Ah, so wonderful. Yay! I want to thank you and our listeners for coming on today and listening. And remember that you are your own, you are your genie in the bottle. And do something else today that your future self will. Thanks everyone for coming in, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
The info in this podcast is straight from our personal experiences. You alone possess the power to manifest your desires. You are the genie in the bottle, awaiting your command. So ask smart questions. We're not licensed financial pros, so be sure to consult with a licensed professional, attorney, or tax consultant.